ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Kinim is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Rabbi, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amud HaTorah Award Rav Aaron Sorcher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
We're learning Masech Taskinim Daf Chav Gimel, we're going to be starting the second perek. The previous perek had started the discussion of kinim that got mixed together and focused on if two entire kinim got mixed together and now you have one big group of birds not knowing what's from which kain. And this parak is discussing when an individual bird, either from an individual kain, gets mixed with a kain. You have one bird that's there and perhaps, like we're saying, that other group of birds send the bird to the other kain. And what to do in that case. And the parak starts, Kain stuma, sheparach emen egeizel la'avir. If you have a kain stuma, meaning you have two birds, and it's not clear which is the chatas, which is the oila, it wasn't decided yet. It's going to be decided by the asiyas kain. And one of the birds flew off la'avir, flew off to the air. It's gone. Oy sheparach lebein ha-meseis, so it flew to a bunch of birds, which they already decided about these birds, that they're all meseis, they all have to be put to death. Because of either a suffix, a teruvis, or whatever it is, but these birds are not makriv, and now another bird comes in, it might be from the chatas hamesa now, so it also has to get put to death with those birds. Or if one of the two birds in the kain stuma died, you simply get another bird, a zug, for the one that's left. So the Yishenim have a discussion. Why is this din true by a kain stuma specifically? Why would exactly the same halacha apply to a kain mufereshes? Even if you know which one's the chatas and which one's the ayla, it was already mufresh, you already decided, ukaveya, that one of the birds are a chatas and one's the ayla. And if one of them gets lost, it flies away, or it goes to the bein amesis, or it dies, again, the other one, she's still kasha, and you could just get another bird to replace the bird that gets lost. So their kamaturitzim in the Rishenim, Taisus brings from Rabbeinu Yaakov Alevi that Enechanami, this din would be exactly the same din by a kain stuma and a kain mufereshes, but the next din, the din of parach lebein akreveis, that's only a case of kain stuma. When you have the case of kain mufereshes, that's like a case of an oila or a chatas, depending on what the bird is, that was parach lebein akreveis, and the halacha would be different. In other words, if a chadas gets mixed into the kreves, you wouldn't be able to make any eilais, because you'll always be afraid that you're using the chadas. Or if an eila gets mixed into the kreves, you wouldn't be able to make any chatais. Mashenken, when a bird that's from a kain stuma gets mixed into the kreves, so that bird could either be a chadas or an eila, and you can cheshbin exactly how many chatais and eilas you can make, like the Mishnah goes on. So that's a pasha to teretz. For this particular Mishnah, it wouldn't have to be a kain stuma, but for the next Mishnais, that would of course only apply to a kain stuma, like a kain mufereshes, that would be the end of making anything of the other min. If the kain mufereshes was a chatas, you wouldn't be able to make any oilas. If the kain mufereshes was an oila, you wouldn't be able to make any chatas. And if you don't know what it was, you wouldn't be able to do anything. Another teretz, which is brought in the Rush and in the Ravid, and actually, it's perhaps a Gemara in Nazir, Daf Yud Beis, at least in the Girsa and the Pshat of the Mefarish of the Gemara, the Rashi, the Mefarish in the Gemara Nazir, Daf Yud Beis, that the Gemara there says, V'ilu kein mufereshes, ein lei takana. That means the din kein mufereshes would be that you would not be able to make a zug l'sheni, because you don't know what the sheni is. Now, of course, that would taka depend if you know what the sheni is or not. If you have a kain mufereshes and one of the birds left, if I know that the remaining bird is a chatas, I could always, of course, get an ayla. If I know the remaining bird is an ayla, I could, of course, get a chatas. But if I don't know which one left and which one is the remaining bird, so now I'm stuck. So by kain stumet, doesn't make a difference. If one left, you could always take a zug l'sheni. By kain mefereshes, it's only when you know which one was the one that left and which one's the one that stayed. Now this pshat's a little problematic because mimanavshach, if you know which one's the chatas and which one's the ayla, so even if one flies away, l'chayu yivaita know which one flew away, the chatas or the ayla. And if you don't know which one's the chatas and which one's the ayla, so even if one does not fly away, that's the end of the kain, you wouldn't be able to makiv any of them, because like the Mishnah said early in the first parak, a chatas and an ayla that gets mixed together, you don't know which is which, you can't be makiv either of them, they're musu kulam. But I understand from the Mefarish and Nazir Daf Yud Beis, that the pshat's like this, kolzman that together, you know, let's say derech mashal, that the bigger one is the chatas, and the smaller one is the ayla. So you're always able to tell. But once one of them flew away, and you can't compare the two, that's when you don't know which one flew away. Now again, if you do know which one flew away, so then of course you could bring a zug l'sheni, but you wouldn't necessarily know which one flew away. Could be you could only identify them when they're both together, and then you wouldn't have a takana. So the Mishnah would have to be mayrich and explain that if you could still identify which one flew away and which one is still left, then yikach zug l'sheni, and if you can't, then yamusu, and the Mishnah didn't want to be mayrich. So these are two practical time and why it said kain stuma, either because the next Mishnah is only fit with kain stuma, or because by kain mufereshes, you'd have to explain that you're able to identify which one stayed. The Taisus Yantif says that Al-Karchach, the Rishayim, it didn't say this time, didn't have the girsa in the Gemara Naziv, Ilu kain mufereshes, ein lei takana, or the Nemuke Agriv in the Mishnah say that they had a different pshat. They think that the Gemara means that if the kain stuma flew into a kain mufereshes and you don't know which is which, ein lei takana. And that fits into the shach levitayim of the Gemara there. Now, other Rishayim learn that the Mishnah is l'rabusa nak at kain stuma, because you also have to understand why did it say three cases? It flew away la'avir, it went l'bein ha'meses, or it died. L'chayr, what's the chiddush of three cases? So now we have two mahalchim. The Baal Amar learns that there's a practical chiddush. You would think that you cannot bring, you can't be yikach zug l'sheni, you'd not be able to be makriv, the one that was left, because we're afraid that someone might be makriv, the one that flew away, let's say as an ayla, and you'll be makriv, the one that's left as an ayla, and that wouldn't be allowed. Kamash Malan, we don't have to be afraid that someone will be makrivit mechetesa, someone will find it and be makrivit. So there the Baal Amar explains, when it flies la'avir, that's the chiddush. I'm allowed to just be yikach zug l'sheni and be makriv the one that I have left as either an oilo or chatas, and not be afraid that someone will be makriv the one that flew away as the same carbon as being makriv the one that's left. Ve'ein tzarech loimah, if it flew l'bein ha'mesis, so then zichanon will be makriv it, because it's here, l'bein ha'mesis, it's going to be put to death. But there is a slight chance, because maybe it will fly away again, now that you're not saving it for our krava. Ve'ein tzarech loimah, if it died, that's b'chol no chash. That's the Baal Amar's mahalach. The Mefarish here says that there's a, not a practical chash, but halachic chash that the Mishnah is bavarning. That you would think that since the kain stuma, it's like one thing, one's a oil, one's a chatas, the ayin dem yachad l'sparish, you would think that if one of them dies, one of them can't be nikrav, so that's a psul in the whole carbon. That's a psul, and you'd have to put to death the other one. And then the three cases is loimi boya. If it's still around, it's just we don't have it. It's parach la'avir. It might come back. So then you'd say for sure it's not nitcha this carbon. I mean, it's a chiddush, because l'maisa, you're not going to be makrivit, but you might be makrivit, so it won't be nitcha this carbon. And even if it's parach bein ha'mesis, where that's it, now you're not going to be makrivit anymore, but it is still alive. It's just a chsar nechetimsa. It's just a practical problem that you don't know which one it is that you can't be makrivit. And then, the biggest chiddush, lo yizu avzu, even if it dies, it's b'chlal not around. So you would think that would zicha be a psul on the entire carbon, on the entire cane, and the remaining carbon wouldn't be able to be brought. Kamash Malon, in all cases, Zikach Zug L'Sheni. That's the pshat of the Mefarish here, and the Rosh brings all of these pshatim. Now, I had one aura that if you're not going to learn that there's an emesach shash by Kanstuma, either a practical shash like the Baal Amor, that the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush that when a chayshish, that someone will be makriv the other bird, and then as an oila, and then you wouldn't be able to makriv this bird. Or a halachic shash, like the Mefarish, that you would think that since these two birds are together, it's like one carbon. If one of them dies, that's the end of the other one. And Kamuvan, this Kedushim would seem only to be by Kain Stuma. But if you don't hold that way, and you say a different pshat why it said Kain Stuma not Kain Mefarishes, you say Taisa's pshat, because the other Mishnayis only work with Kain Stuma, or you say the Ravid's pshat, because it would have to be Mayrech by Kain Mefarishes to say that it's only when you know which one was lost and which one is left. So if that's the reason why it doesn't say Kain Mefarishes, why does it say this whole Mishnah altogether? What's Bechlal the Chiddush? Of course, if you lose a carbon, you make a replacement. What's the Chiddush Bechlal? And why would it say three different cases? If a Fula Avir, if it went Bein HaMeses, if it died, Veshnetzach, if you have a Chattas and an Oila, and you lose the Oila, so you get another Oila. No matter what happens, if it dies, if it runs away, why do we need Bechlal this Mishnah? And certainly, why would you need all three cases? Alamai, there's some chiddush that we're not chayshish that someone will bring it as a carbon, or some chiddush that we don't say that these two birds go together, because it's stuma. We don't know which one's a chattas, which one's an oila. So maybe that's goof of the kedusha, that one of these two birds are a chattas and one of these two birds are an oila, and if one of the birds are gone, so that's the end of both of them. So I would say that's the reason why it says kain stuma. But if you're going to say it says kain stuma for a practical reason, so then why does the Mishnah say this whole Mishnah altogether? So I thought that maybe these Rishayim hold that Avadah is a Chiddush, that you don't say these two birds are together, and when one of them dies, that's the end of the whole carbon, that's the end of the whole cane. But these Rishayim hold that that Chiddush is not more by Stuma than by Mefereshes. Because even by Mefereshes it's one carbon. We spoke in the previous Shia, the Brisker of, that brings the Rashi increases naftes, even by a nedava, that there's a special xeris akasav ikrivai, that you could bring a prey to achas. And if we would just say the hikri, if you need a carbon shalem, that even by a nedava, the etzim carbon is two birds. That is the carbon. There's a nayin din akrava of one bird, but the carbon is two birds. And mifrat by a kain chayva, we have echad ba'ilav echad nechatas, where the Torah never gave a din of one bird. And Befrat, you learn like the Ibn Ezra that we mentioned. We mentioned from the Ar Sameach that goes with it very stark. That the Pshat is when you have a Chattas and an Oila, the Oila is like the Emrim of the Chattas. Normally you just Chayav a Chattas. Especially by a carbon Oila of the Yerid, the Asher is just Chayav a Chattas. And the Ani has to bring an Oila and a Chattas. The Pshat is that the Oila is like the Emrim of the Chattas. The Chattas is Emrim Mizbeach El Adama. That nothing gets nikter on the mizbech by a chattas oif, and the oil is like the emrim, that's the akhtar of the chattas. So you would think it lives like one carbon, and you can't switch it, the nikva together. Kamash malon, no. Each one, l'gabe this, each one is separate, and you could replace one of the birds with another. But maybe the rishayim hold, that's not a chiddush more by stuma than by mefereshes. Avad, it has to be a chiddush, and this you wouldn't need the whole Mishnah, and then the three cases, would Avada follow this thing, that deck together, so loimi baya, that if the other bird's still around, he just can't be mark of it because it flew away. And loimi baya, if it's went lebeina meses, whether the din is, he can't be mark of it because you don't know which one it is. And loimi baya there, where taka is around, it's just he can't be mark of it because you don't know which one it is. But even if it died, and it's bechlal not around, in all the cases, you could still be mark of the zug. But maybe they hold that that's a chiddush by mefereshes as well as stuma, and that's why they had to explain why the Mishnah said stuma, either because the other Mishnayos would only fit with stuma, or because by mefereshes you have to marach to say that you know which one flew away. But the mefaresh is saying no, there's a bezunder chiddush by stuma, by mefereshes the zikha would have two separate dinim, one's a chattas, one's an oila. But by stuma, where the din is that any bird that the kayin makes the chatas is the chatas, the kayin makes the ayla is an ayla, and more tied together, they're more one carbon, and it's more of a chiddush by stuma than if one dies, you can still be makiv the other one. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah says, parach lebein ekreveis paisel pasel upaisel echad keneged. Shagayzla preach pasel upaisel echad kenegdoi. Which is the general rule, like the Mefarish and Taisa say. And then the Mishnah explains that rule. How is it we're talking about that there's two kanstumas, and in each group of kanstumas there could be multiple kinim? And Mishnah Beis discusses when you have two equal number of kinim, with a bird flying from one to the other, and then a bird flying back from the second one to the first one. And Mishnah Gimel discussing when you have unequal numbers, the Mishnah's case is when one is one kain, and the second one is two kinim, the third one is three, the fourth one is four, the fifth one is five, the sixth one is six, the seventh one is seven, and a bird flies from 1 to 2, from 2 to 3, from 3 to 4, from 4 to 5, from 5 to 6, from 6 to 7, and then back again from 7 to 6, 6 to 5, 5 to 4, 4 to 3, 3 to 2, and 2 to 1. And the Mishnah goes through the Cheshbon, how each time a bird flies from one to the other, he's going to passel one of the kinim. I'm not going to go through the whole Cheshbon, but I do want to go through a little bit, particularly because I want to read out, he said, there are two mahalchim in the Mefarshim and the Rishonim, two mahalchim in these Mishnayis. You have the mahalach of the Mefarish and the Rosh and the Balamor, and you have the mahalach of the Rambam and the Ravid. And Be'erich, the mahalach of the Mefarish and the Rosh and the Balamor is that the Mishnah here is discussing how what to do with the birds after the Teruvis. It's talking about like what the Mishnah calls in the third parak, the Kayin HaNimlach. You have the Teruvis, you have the birds that flew from one cane to the other and that returned, and all these cases. And the Mishnah is only discussing what to do lechatchila. We're not discussing the din of a Kayin that was Loi Nimlach, assumed that these Teruvisin did not happen, and in each cane he did half Lamayla and half Lamata. That's discussed only in the third parak. But here in the second parak, the Mishnah is discussing what to do lechatchila. Masha'en Kain, the Rambam and Ravid learn that even these two Mishnayis, when it says paisel, it means b'di'eved, when the Kain went and was makir of the birds, and he did in each Kain half the birds lamala, half the birds lamata, what's the halacha b'di'eved, how many birds ended up to be kasher? So here in Mishnah Beis, where the Mishnah talks about two nashim, each one has two kinim, each one has four birds, and they're all stuma completely. In other words, any two of these birds could be a chatas, any two of these birds could be an ayla in this Isha's group, and any two birds could be a chatas, any two birds could be an ayla in the second Isha's group. And it was parach mizul lezum, it's paisel echad bali chasei, the Mishnah says, which means that if the first Isha now has three birds, the second one has five, so you can't be makriv all three of the first Isha's birds. Again, we're going like the Mefarish and the Ravid and the Balamar that we're talking about being makriv l'chatchila. Not the Ravid, the Mefarish, the Rosh and the Balamar that we're talking to be makriv them l'chatchila. So you can't be makriv all of the three birds of the first Isha, because then we're going to have a bird in the five birds, which is a definite either. If let's say you're makriv by the first Isha, two oilers and one chatas, we're going to have a bird among the five that's a definite chatas, so you can't do any chatas, you can't do any oilers now. We have a chatas here, you can't do any oilers because you might be doing a chatas for an oiler. So you'd only be able to do two chatas, and that's it. Or if you do two chatas and an oiler in from the first lady, so now you have a definite oiler mixed into the five words, and you wouldn't be able to do any chatas. So you lose one bird, and the first lady you do the chatas and the ayla, and the second lady you could do two chatais and two aylais, but you can't do more because then you might be doing three chatais all from the same lady's original four birds. So you lose one cane of birds. The first lady could just do a chatas and an ayla, the second lady two chatais and two aylais. Now, after that's done, we know the first lady is missing one bird, but she might be missing two, or she might have the second one, but we don't know if she has it, if it's a chatas or an oila. And the second lady, she might have all four of her birds being nikrav, or she might be missing one, because maybe of the four of her five, one of them was actually the first lady's. And if she's missing one, we don't know if it's a chatas or an oila. So the Rosh says that the first lady should pay for one bird. She's certainly missing one. And between the first and the second lady, they should pay together for a second bird, because they each have a suffix. The second bird that wasn't nikrav, was it from the second lady or was it from the first lady? So they should pay for it jointly, and then bring the chatas and oila and say, if the first lady needs both the chatas and the oila, she should go for the first lady. If between the two of them, they need one a chatas, one an oila, so whoever needs a chatas gets the chatas, whoever needs an oila gets an oila. That's when one bird jumped from one to the other. Now, when it comes back, and each one has four birds, so now you lose another cain. Because earlier, when just one flew to the other, when the first lady's one bird flew to the second lady, and the first lady has three, and the second lady has five, like we said, al-pi cheshbon, the first lady could do two, and the second lady could do four. So six out of the eight birds are actually going to be nikrav. But now that it flew back, so if you do six birds, you might be doing three oilais, or three chatais from one lady. Any six birds that you do. So what you do is like this. The first lady does only one of her, two of the four birds, only one cain. The second lady does only two of her four birds, also only one cain. And now two additional kinim have to be bought between the two ladies. Now you don't know if each lady had a chatas and a oila from her own birds, or maybe from her own birds, this one had two chatais, and this one had two oilas, or maybe fakert, the first lady had the two oilas, and the second lady had the two chatais. All that you don't know. So when they bring the other four birds, they have to make up together that if each one needs a cane of a chatas and an oila, so each one gets one of these kinim. If, however, one of them needs two chatais and one needs two oilas, so the one that needs two chatais should have the two chatais, the one that needs the two oilas should have the two oilas. And then the Mishnah says, if parach l'chaza, parach l'chaza, l'hifse klum, shafileim uraves, ein pachis mishnayim. Which means that once you're only bringing all together from the entire mix, two oilas and two chatais, now further priches and chazaris won't change anything. Because even if all of these eight birds were completely mixed together, you still would bring two oilas and two chatais, like we learned in the first parak. Because for sure, if in each group, any two could be oilas and any two could be chatais, when you bring two oilas, you're definitely not bringing more than two oilas in any individual group, because you're not bringing more than two oilas altogether. So nothing's going to change with further priches and chazars. That's the pshat in the Mishnah, according to the Mefarish and the Rosh and the Balamar. The Ravid and the Rambam learn up the Mishnah that it's talking about the Kayin did it all already. You have two ladies, each one with two kinim, each one with four birds, and one of the birds flew from the first lady to the second lady. Now the first lady has three birds, the second lady five. And then the Kayin went and was marked of all these eight birds. He was marked of two oilas and a chatas from the first lady, and three chatais and two oilas from the second lady. Shalek din, because he can't be makriv when you have a suffix if it's an oila and a chatas. But that's what he did. So what does it mean? Paisel achas behali chasai. It means in this case, where there was alicha from the first lady to the second lady, and the first lady had three birds, the second lady five, and they were makriv all of them. So the first lady was yaitza, two oilas and a chatas. But the second chatas, she doesn't know if she was yaitza. She still owes the chatas, because maybe that bird was brought as an oila and was pasul. So she still owes the chatas. That's one. And the second lady, where you were makriv three chatais and two oilas, you might have been makriv one of her birds as a chatas. And in that case, she'd be missing an oila. So an entire cane is pasul, because pasul meaning you weren't yaitza, because the first lady is missing a chatas, and the second lady is missing an oila. Now when it returned, and now each one has four birds, and you did each one two chatais and two oilais, but the Evid, he was makriv all eight birds, two chatais and two oilais from the one, and two chatais and two oilais from the other. So now, the first lady doesn't know if she's missing a chatas or an oila. She knows that three of her birds are good, but she doesn't know if the three birds are two chatais and one oila, or two oilas and one chatas. She doesn't know that, because there's one bird that wasn't hers, possibly, in her mix, and she doesn't know if that bird was made as a chatas or an oila. And the same thing, the other lady is also missing. She doesn't know if it's a chatas or an oila. So each of them will have to bring both a chatas and an oila. In the first case, the first lady knows that she's only missing a chatas, and the second lady knows she's only possibly missing an oila. But in the second case where the bird came back, so now the first lady could be missing either a chatas or an oila, the second lady also missing either a chatas or an oila, so each would have to bring both a chatas and an oila for her chiyuv. So even though they could bring it together, the Ravid points out, when there's just the halicha, so the first lady knows that the two chatayis and the oila that was brought are all kosher. It's only the fourth bird, she's only missing a possible oila. And the second lady knows that of the three oilais and two chatayis that you brought from them, two of the oilais were definitely good, so she's only possibly missing a chatas. So the first lady only has to bring an oila, the second lady only has to bring a chatas. In the case where it was a chazara, so each lady definitely had three of their own birds, and the fourth one might have not been their own. So an oila and a chatas they each have, that's for sure. And they also have another bird which is kosher, because they had three of their own birds. But they don't know if the other bird was a chatas or an oila. And the fourth bird might be possible, because they might have altogether three oilas and one chatas. Or each of them might have altogether three chatais and one oila. So mamela, each one's missing possibly a chatas, possibly an oila, but only one of them. So really, they could get together, each one just buying one bird, and pull them together and say, if I'm missing a chatas, then you're missing an oila. And if I'm missing an oila, then you're missing a chatas. So mela, this should go. If I need the oila, I get the oila and you get the chatas. If I need the chatas, I get the chatas and you get the oila. So the Ravid says we're not discussing the takana. We're discussing before any takanas. In the case of halicha, the first lady is only missing the chatas and the second lady only the oila. And the case of chazara, the first lady might be missing a chatas, might be missing an oila. The second lady might be missing a chatas, might be missing an oila. So each one of them needs both the chatas and an oila. The problem with the Ravid's pshat is, though, what does the next part of the Mishnah mean? The next part says that it's chazav parach v'chazav parach v'chazav leifsid klum shafilu eimu rave same pachas mishnayim. So the Ravid says that it's not true because now, in the first case, where there was just one pricha and one chazara, so everyone knew that they had three of their own birds. So three of their birds were kosher. And only one was possible. Good, you don't know if it's a chatas or an oila. So it could be a missing a chatas, could be a missing an oila. But once there's another pricha and chazara, especially kalayim kulay, and we're talking about the kayin did all the birds, now already he could have done four chatais and four oilais. So it could be each lady is missing two chatais, or could be each lady is missing two oilais. So in order to be Yitzah, each lady would have to bring both two chatais and two oilais. Because maybe all four of their birds are brought as chatais and they're missing two oilais. Maybe all four of the birds were brought as oilais and they're missing two chatais. So Dr. Ivan, okay. But what they could do is, they could bring together another two kinim and say, if I'm missing two chatais, the two chatais are mine, and then you'll be missing two oilais, so the two oilais are yours. If you're missing two chatayis are yours, and I'm going to be missing two oilas, so the two oilas are mine. So they could get away with just bringing two kinim, they don't have to bring four kinim. But that could be true in the ratio also. They could get away with just bringing one kan, and saying, if I'm missing a chatas, the chatas is mine. If I'm missing an oila, the oila is mine, and the chatas is yours. So the Ravid says that the Mishnah waited till the end before the Mishnah discussed the takana. In other words, in the first case, the Mishnah wasn't discussing what to do to be misakin it. The Mishnah was just discussing how many you're missing, and the answer is, each one's missing one cane. In the Sefer, we're discussing how to be misakin it, and how to be misakin it, they just have to bring an additional two kinim and be masna, because either one is either just missing two chatayis, and then the other one's missing two eilos, or fakert. But it's still very schwer to me. Because on any level, there is something else missing with the next Pricha and Chazara. When you have one Pricha and Chazara, so now we know that six of these birds are kasher carbons. In other words, when you have one Pricha and Chazara, so each lady definitely had three of her own birds, and those three are definitely kasher. There's only two birds that could possibly be puzzled. And each one of these two ladies only owe one bird. They just don't know if it's a chattis or an eila. And the takana could be to just bring one extra cane and say, if I'm missing a chattas, then you're missing the eila. If I'm missing a eila, then you're missing a chattas. But now you have another pricha and chazara. So now, you don't know that six birds are kasher. It could be only four birds are kasher. It could be there were four chattais and four eilas, and then only two of the chattais are kasher, and only two of the eilas are kasher. In other words, could be from one lady's birds, four of them are chatayis, from the other lady's birds, four of them are eilis, and only two of the chatayis of this lady's birds are kasher, and then two of the eilis of that lady's birds are kasher. So, if you want to know how many karbanis are kasher, with the next Pricha and Chazara, two more karbanis became possible. If you want to know how much each lady owns without esna, so also there was a hefsid. Earlier, since we knew when each lady that one cane was good, one chattis and eila was good, so each lady would have to only bring one additional cane. Because they're only missing one bird, which might be a chattis, might be an eila, so each lady would have to bring one additional cane. Once it's parach v'chazir again, so now, you might only have two kashur chattis, you might only have two kashur eilais, so therefore you have to bring two kinim. Because you owe possibly two chattis, possibly two eilais. So if you're looking at what each lady individually owns, it's also a hefsid. And if you're looking at the takana, it's also a hefsid. Because with one pricha and a chazara, each lady certainly was yaitza one cane, and for the second cane, they could buy it together. And with two prichas and chazaras, so it's possible that only four of these birds are kasher, if four from one group was brought as a chattis and four from the other group was brought as an eila, and you need two kinim to take and be masna. So it's very hard to understand what's the lehifsid klum, lefid pshat of the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid explains a little bit, but the Dayan Tzarchin, the Balamar, pretty much asks these kashas. Now in Mishnah Gimel, which discusses we had an uneven number of kinim, you have the same machloikis again, the Mefarish and the Rosh and the Balamar hold that the discussion is lechatchila, how much it could be makriv, and the Ravid and the Rambam hold that they were already makriv, all the birds, and the question is how many ended up being kasher, how many ended up being pasul, what are the additional chiyuvim of the ones that owed the kinim. Now, according to the Mefarish and the Rosh and the Balamar, the Mishnah is talking about you have seven ladies with the kinim, you have the 1, 2, and 4, and 6, and 8, and 10, and 12, and 14, and the klal adavar is lefi them, is that nobody could be makriv in their group, an amount of birds, where we could be mesupik, that maybe they have finished their quota for either eilais or chatais, and then the other bird is somewhere else, and that's going to also be nikrav for what the quota was already finished. So in each group, there's a certain number of birds which you know belong to the original group, and there's a certain number which you're not sure. And however many birds you're not sure, meaning that those birds of yours are somewhere else, you have to be afraid that all the birds that are somewhere else are going to be nikrav, derech mashal, as an eila, so you have to make sure not to be makriv that amount of kanim keneged the birds that were gone. So after the first pricha, a bird went from the first to the second, from the second to the third, from the third to the fourth, fourth to the fifth, fifth to the sixth, sixth to the seventh. So the one who owns the first bird can't do her additional bird, because whatever she does with the bird, let's say she makes it an eila, so then that will be kaveya, the next bird is a chattas, that would have to be, and no one else could bring any more chatais. So the first one's out. That's the Pais Halachas. Then when it's parach from the second to the second one's now also out. I mean, the second one could bring one. Second one's missing one because of that. Because the second one knows that three of the birds are all hers. It's only one bird that's missing. If she makes two oilas and two chatais, we're afraid that the bird that's missing is also going to be an oila. Or maybe the two chatais are hers and the bird that's missing is also going to be a chatas. So she's missing one. And the same thing with the third one's going to be missing one. Because the third one, we know that five of her six birds are all hers. So she could do four, and then the bird that's missing could either be a oila or a chatas, but if she does all six, so then she might have done three oilas of hers, and then that bird that's missing also would be an oila, and that's already too many. And the same thing, the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth. And the seven also knows that she has all her birds, plus one extra bird, which isn't going to be a problem, so the seventh could do all 15 of the birds that the seventh one has. So now when you have the chazara, so now the seventh one now only has 14 birds. She knows that 13 are hers, because one came in from the sixth and one left, so at least 13 of the 14 birds are hers. She could only do 12, because if she does 14, she might have done seven oilas, and the bird that left might end up being brought as an oila as well. Eight oilas are a problem. Or she might have done seven of her birds chatais, and the bird that's left could be a chatas as well. So that's why, as there's a chazara, number seven can only do six. Number six, who has 12 birds, only knows that 10 birds are hers. Because one of her birds went to number seven, and another one of her birds was chazer to number five. So she could only do four kinim, eight birds. She's missing two, that's the paisel achas b'lechase b'achas b'chazerosei. Because if she does five kinim, 10 birds, so could be she did five of her oilas, and three chatais and two chatais from someone else, and could be the two birds that she's missing, both of them will be oilas, and then she'll end up with seven oilas, she's only allowed six. So that's why she can only do four, that way for sure, she won't exceed her quota of six oilas, and won't exceed her quota of six chatais. Same thing with the lady with five. That's 10 birds. Again, she knows that eight of these birds are hers. She's only missing two. But she can only do three kinim, six birds. Because if she does four kinim, eight birds, then we're afraid that maybe she did four of her oilas, and the two birds that are missing would also be oilas. That would be six oilas. She's only allowed five. That's why she can only do three kinim, six birds, and she's missing two, so even if she did all her oilas and the other two are oilas, she still didn't exceed her quota of oilas. And the same thing with the number four. She has four kinim, eight birds. She knows that six of them are hers, but she can only do four birds, because that way, even if she did her quota of oilas, she did two oilas, still, if the two birds are missing, that'd only be another two oilas, or if she did two chatais from her birds, the two birds that are missing would be two chatais, she still wouldn't exceed her quota, but if she would do three kinim, six birds, she might have done three oilas, together with the two birds that are missing, that's another two oilas, that would equal five, and she only has four. But the problem is, when we get to the lady number three and number two, because the Mishnah says that lady number three could only do two birds, and lady number two could do zero birds, because each one is missing two. Each one lost two kinim. Number seven lost one, number six, number five, number four lost two. But the Mishnah says that number three and number two also lost two. And here the shaila is why. Number three has six birds, four of them she knows are her own. Number two has four birds, two of them she knows are her own. So you'll tell me that number three can only do one cane, can only do two of the birds, because if she does four, we're afraid that she did two of her oilas. She's missing two birds. Maybe both of those birds will be used as oilas, and she'll exceed her quota of oilas. She'll end up with four oilas. The problem is that one of number three's birds that are missing only went to number two and number one. And number two and number one are not being makriv anything. So we know for sure, even if three is missing two of the birds, but one of them is not going to be nikrav. There's only one bird that number three is missing, which could be nikrav. So why can't number three do two oilas and two chatais? What are we afraid of? That maybe she'll exceed her quota of three oilas. She can't, because only one of the birds went to four, five, six, and seven. So only one of them could be nikrav as an oila. Let's say she already did two of her oilas from her birds. And the other one that's missing is not nikrav at all. It's in one and two, which is not going to be nikrav. So the aibazai, why can't number three do four kinim? And if number three is actually doing only one kain, so why can't number two do one kain? Number two knows that she has two of her original birds. The problem is, where's the other two? Well, one of them is with number one. And number one certainly can't be makriv either one of her birds, because if she's makriv even one of them, then the other one's going to be nikva to be either chattas or an oila, and it's somewhere within the other ones. And no one else will be able to be makriv the other one of the number one bird, the zug of the number one bird. So if number two would actually be makriv her bird, because she's only chayshish of her bird going to number one, now we can understand why number three could only do one kain, because if she does two, so then maybe the other two birds that are missing, one of them, the number two lady, would be makriv that for an oila, and the other one, a number of that's above three, would be makriv that for an oila, and she'll exceed her oilas. But mimanavshach, if number two is not doing anything, so number three should be able to be makriv four. And if number three is taka only being makriv two, so number two also should be able to be makriv two, because number one is not being makriv anything. That's the kasha and cheshbon in the Mishnah, and the Mefarish, and the Rosh, and Taisus and Yuma, and Daf, Samachayim and Beis, says that it's a gzeira. It's a gzeira, it's a lay plug. If we're going to allow to make that cheshbon, that after the chazara, there's going to be you're not going to passel one more because you know that that bird went into a place where it's not going to be nikrav, people will be mixed up and won't passel one more even when the bird is going to be nikrav. The Gayan says that really, you can't allow both number three to be makriv four of her birds and number two to be makriv two of her birds. You can't do that. Because then could be in the number three, original number three group, there'll be four oilas. So one of them is going to have to be passeled, and it could be they'll be mixed up which one is supposed to be passeled. So Melech Hazal passeled both. Al Kopanim, it's a dinder abanan to passel with the Pericha and the Chazara even when you don't have a chash, because of the times that there is a chash. And this also explains the end of the Mishnah, when it says after the next Pricha and Chazara, which according to these Mefarshim, Agav, like the Mefarsh speaks out, you can't make the next Pricha and Chazara start from number one, because that would of course passel all the birds. You're going to have to make the next Pricha and Chazara start from the birds that still have a Dina Krava, which is like number three. But then there's a Machlekes at the end of the Mishnah, if after the next Pricha and Chazara, the next two, if the Shvius went down to four, or now that everybody is passel, so the Shvius is Layefsi the Klum, and that's the machlekes in the Din Derabanan. Did they extend that gzeira also to the Shvius, that even after everyone's pasul, she still has to have a psul? Altsloi plug, well no. Once everyone else is pasul, we're allowed to make the last one be able to bring all the birds. People won't mix that up. That's Berech the Pshat, according to the Mefarish and the Rosh and the Balamar. Now, according to the Ravid and the Rambam, the initial kasha is not shver. Because like we said, the Rav and the Rambam learned that we're not discussing l'chatchila how many birds you could be makriv. We're talking about the kain was makriv all the birds. And the question is, afterwards, b'di'evid, how many could we assume a kasher and how many do have to be chayshish or apostle? So with the initial pricha, still every lady knows that every bird except for one belongs to her original. So it's only one that's pasul with the chazara. So now every bird except for two is from your original ones. So it could be two of your birds were brought as extra eilos, which you didn't have. Could be two of your birds are bought as extra chatais, which you didn't have. So you're missing either two eilos or two chatais. So you're missing two. So that's why the Rishon and the Sheni are missing all their birds now, because the Rishon owns an eila nechatas, does not know, one of them was good, but does not know if it was an eila nechatas, so it would have to bring an eila nechatas. The Shnia might be missing two eilos, might be missing two chatais, doesn't know which ones, has to bring two eilos and two chatais. But the Shlishis is missing either two eilos and two chatais, so certainly one eila and one chatas is good. Out of all the birds, out of the six birds, where she knows that four of them are certainly hers, and they did three eilos and three chatais, so certainly one eila and one chatas were good. But maybe out of her four birds, three of them were done eilos, and one of her four birds was done a chatas, and the other two birds that aren't there, maybe they both were done eilos, so all she knows for sure, she has one eila and one chatas, and she could be missing two eilos or missing two chatais, she doesn't know. And the same thing with the fourth. She knows that six of the birds are herds. Four of them were brought as an eila, four as a chatas. So of the six birds that were definitely hers that were nikriv, there was at least two eilas, there was at least two chatais. So she knows that she has two eilas and two chatais. As far as the rest, she might be missing the other two eilas, she might be missing the other two chatais. So she's missing two, she only has two. And the same for the five and the six and the seven. So we don't have to make any gzeir derabanan, we don't have any kasha, since we're talking about that we brought all the birds, and the question was, how many of your chiyuvim do you know you have? So al pi cheshbon, since you knew that all your birds but two are yours, so the most you could be missing is either two eilos or two chatais. You have all your chiyuvim except for two, because you might be missing two eilos, you might be missing two chatais, you have to bring two more kinim. The problem is the end of the Mishnah, that the Tanakama v'shvius yesh l'arba is very good. What's the yesh aimim that the shvius is la'yifsida klum? So the Ravid says, well, she could make a t'nai with the other ones, because if she's missing two eilos, so the other ones are missing the two chatais, and if she's missing two chatais, other ones are missing the two eilos, so she can make a t'nai with the four eilos as it's in this case. But the problem is, so why can't you do that earlier in the Mishnah? And why is it only the Shvius that can make it tonight? Why can't the other ones do it? The Mefarshim, the Ravid, and some Mefarshim on the Ravid say Pshatim. But the Bible is a bissel shver, then kan oid makum lahar. And now let's go right to the Mishnayis at the end of the second parak, the end of Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah says, Eime vien tayrin keneged b'nei yayna, v'loi b'nei yayna keneged tayrin. You cannot mix the carbon. The carbon eifais, you either bring two tayrin or two b'nei yayna, but you cannot bring a tar and a ben yayna. You can't bring a tar l'chatas and a ben yayna l'ayla, you can't bring a ben yayna l'chatas and a tar l'ayla. Ketzat. Ha'isha shevi chatas a tar. If let's say she brought the chatas as a tar v'elos a ben yayna, and brought the ayla as a ben yayna, tichlo v'tav v'elos a tar. So then she should now bring another ayla a tar, so it should match the chatas, which is a tar. If she brings a loss of tar v'chatas ben yayna, tichu v'tavi a loss of ben yayna. Even though she did the ayla first, did the ayla tar and the chatas ben yayna, still the chatas is the ikar. The chatas tells the rek the carbon is a ben yayna, and she should bring another ayla of ben yayna. But Benazi ayma holchenacha harishet. Benazi says it's not the chatas that's kaveh the carbon; it's the one you brought first that's kaveh the carbon. So the machloikis, the Tanakam and Benazai is, let's say she brought an oila first, of one min, let's say a tar, and then a chatas second, another min, a ben yayna. So according to Benazai, she'd have to bring another chatas, a tar. The oila was first, the oila was a tar, that makes that the carbon is now a tar, and the chatas now must be a tar. And the Chacham holds, no, it depends what the chatas is. She brought an oila, a tar, and then brought a chatas, a ben yayna. Since the chatas is a ben yayna, the carbon blime is a carbon of a ben yayna, and she now has to bring an eila a ben yayna. And we spoke already in the first parak that the Paraskainen brings his drasha of echad leila v'echad l'chatas, has to be the same min, and that would seem to be dafka by kinei chayva, and we'll speak about it again in the next parak. Rashi holds that this din is also by kinei nedava, even by kinei nedava, when you say re'el ekan, you bring two eilais, they have to be the same min. Then the Mishnah fears ice, Ha'isha shehevi chatasa umesa, yaviu yarshin eilasa. Let's say the Isha had already brought the Chatas and she died, she had just left the Ayla. So the Yoshin have to bring the Ayla. And let's say she brings the Ayla and she died, she didn't yet bring the Chatas. The Yoshin do not bring the Chatas. You cannot bring a Chatas after the Isha died. Now this Mishnah is brought in Kedushin after Gimel Amud Beis, and there it's a machlokes that Rav and Shmuel hold that the case with the Yerushim have to bring a Ayla is if she was already mafresh the Ayla. She brought the Chatas, she was already mafresh the Ayla, now they have an Ayla to bring, so they bring the Ayla. Mashenken, if she was not mafresh the Ayla, according to Shmuel, they do not have to bring the Ayla, they're not mechayiv, it's her chayiv, the Yerushim are mechayiv. Mashenken, Rabbi Yechanan holds, she brought a deraisa. Since the Isha had a chayiv to bring a carbon yeledis, that chiv was chal on her nechassim, she buddha deraisa, her nechassim are meshubah to that chiv. And even after she dies, if the yarshim the nechassim, they have to, the mechuyiv, just like the mechuyiv, let's say, to pay the debts from the nechassim, if you hold she buddha deraisa, if she owes money and you hold she buddha deraisa, so the money is meshubah for the debts, they have to pay back the meirish's debts from the nechassim, who would then, a chiv that she had, a chiv carbon, would have to come from the nechassim. Now, the Mefarish tells us on the following question, and many, many Rishonim, Tosis, in many places in Shas, Zochim Nafei, Menachis Nafei, Psachim Naf Nundes, Kedushin Naf Yud Gimel, many places, and the Rishonim in Kedushin, and the Rishonim here, they tells us on this question, the Mefarish already discusses it at length, that this Mishnah's Mashmud is a halacha that we have, it's brought in Psachim Naf Nundes, and other places, that whenever you have to bring a chatas in an ayla, the chatas comes first. You always bring the chatas first. The pasuk v'hikiv eshal chatas rishena zeh bana av, that a chatas always comes first. Chatas is kaidim lo'ayla. Now, in these mishnayis, it seems clearly that at least b'di'evan, the yaitzah with the ayla coming first. For instance, in the first mishnah that we said if she brought a chatas atar, she has to bring an ayla atar. And if she brought an ayla atar, and then a chadis ben yayna, according to the chachamim, she has to bring an ayla ben yayna. According to Menazai, you go about so what came first. But you see clearly that if it wouldn't be for the fact that they're two different karbanis, it would be good, at least b'di'evan, if she brought the ayla first. And same thing with our Mishnah. The Mishnah says if she brought the chadis, the yarshim bring the ayla. But if she brought an ayla, the yarshim do not bring the chadis. Hashtarka mashmois, that she herself, even if she already brought the Ayla, could bring the Chatas. So you see, at least bid the Evin, if the Ayla came first, the Yaitza, with the Chatas afterwards. So the kash is, the Gemara Msachim was discussing a case. The Gemara Msachim was discussing the case where someone needed a Chatas, and the question is, well, what about the Ayla? You didn't have the Ayla. And the Gemara says, maybe she already brought the Ayla. And the Gemara says, no, we have a pasuk that you have to always bring the Chatas before the Ayla. So the Gemara there says, Shani Mitzayra derachmana amavahela kvar. That we're discussing there the carbon of Mitzayra, and we're discussing there that he's just missing the Chatas. And by Mitzayra, since it says vahela sayla, that's mashma vahela, that it was already Ayla before, it already brought the Ayla earlier. So Mitzayra works b'di'evit. So that sounds like, when the Gemara asked the Gemara's kasha was that nothing would work b'di'evit. And the Gemara's teretz is that by Mitzayra we have a pasuk saying that it works b'di'evit. So that sounds like, by any other case, the Ayla cannot be brought before the Chatas, even b'di'evit. It's dafka by Mitzayra. And here on Mishnayis, we're not talking about Mitzayra, we're talking about an Isha that would be a Ledis or a Zava. And still we see here in the Mishnah is pretty clearly that at least with the Evan, the Ayla would work. So how do you miyash of that stira? So the three Mahalchim and the Rishonim. The Mefarish here brings, and most, many Rishonim bring this, Taisus brings it all the time, Rabbeinu Chaim's teretz, that really, if there's no pasuk that says it's Ma'akev, the Gemara would not have a Havamin in that's Ma'akev. The only Havamin in there was Ma'akev because they were talking about a carbon Mitzayah. And Mitzayah, it says a pasuk Zeis. And Zeis teaches you that the dinim of Mitzayra are ma'akev, and therefore, there you'd have a havamin in the who within the kedima of the Ayla to the Chatas is ma'akev. So now we say, no, Metzayra has a pasuk v'hela telling you this particular thing, that if you makdim the oil to the chatas, is not ma'akiv. But all the other karbanis, there was no havimina that would be ma'akiv. That's one teretz. Many Rishonim, Taisus in other places, like we said, the Zvachim and Achis, Kedushin in other places, the Rishonim and Kedushin Dafid Gimel, say a second teretz, which comes out the same, because they have a raya that really, the Seder would be ma'akiv, even by other karbanis, you see, by other places, by the Chattis and the Ashen, the Seder is ma'akiv. So they say the teretz is that once the Torah was megala by Mitzera, that it's not ma'akiv because you have the Hela, so a Me'amatzinu, a Binyanav, just like Mitzera is not ma'akiv, who are din by all other cases is not ma'akiv. So this sheet, this Rishonim, comes out the same. The question is just the Rebbeinu Chaim saying there's no having to be ma'akiv everything else, though having to be ma'akiv is by Mitzera because it says Zeis, and therefore the Hela, the Pasuk by Mitzera says even by Mitzera is not ma'akiv. And the Rishonim say no. I've added without a Pasuk to say there would be ma'akiv, but once you have a Pasuk by Mitzera the Hela telling you that it's not ma'akiv, so who then is a binyan after everything else also is not ma'akiv. But there is the Ridvan Kedushin, which quotes the Ravid here, the Ramban also quotes the Ravid here, that Be'emesin it is ma'akiv. By all Karbanis, with the exception of Mitzera, it is ma'akiv. What do we do with Amishnais? So the Ravid here learns, and the Rishonim bring this in Kedushin, that it doesn't mean she actually brought the carbon. When it says she brought the carbon, it means she was mafresh the carbon. And if you mafresh the oila first, that's not ma'akiv. The main thing is you have to bring the chatas first. But the Yisayda Davar is, they were mafresh the carbon. So that's a chiddush ladina in the earlier Mishnah, that according to the Chachamim, when you mafresh the chatas as a tayr or a benyayna, that automatically means that the oila has to be the same thing as the chatas. And according to Ben Azai, it's totally which one you mafresh first, not which one you brought first. Because bringing first, you don't have a choice. You always have to bring the chatas first. And if you bring the oila first, it's possible anyway. But the insight is, the afrasha is already kaveya, which min the entire carbon has to be. According to the chachamim, the afrasha of the chatas. According to Ben Azai, the afrasha of the first one, the first afrasha. And this Mishnah also, when it says, Ha'isha she'viya chatasu umesa, or he'viya ilasu umesa, does not mean that she actually brought the carbon, because she cannot bring the oila anyway before the chatas will be possible, because the seid is ma'akiv. It means that she was mafresh the carbon. Now the Rishonim and Kedushin say gavalig chiddush, and l'chayre it would seem muchrich from this Mishnah this chiddush. The Rishonim shtelz zech, why the Mishnah say ha'isha she'viya chatasa yaviu yarshim elasa, but if they brought elasa lo yaviu yarshim chatasa. Why does it say that she brought the chatas then they bring the oila? Why don't you just say why do we say specifically the case where she brought one already? Zagin the Rishonim, that in Mishnah state, if she didn't bring her chatas yet, then we do not bring the oila. That's what it says in the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. It's dafka when she brought the chatas already, then the Yerushim have to bring the oila. But if she didn't bring the chatas, then you don't bring the oila. And the Rishonim make mention of the fact that anyway the oil is not brought before the chatas. So since you didn't bring a chatas, so they didn't have a chiyuv oil. But the Rishonim are saying that the mechayiv of the oil comes only after the hakrav of the chatas. When you don't have a hakrav of the chatas, you can't have a mechayiv of an oil. So Meli, you wouldn't bring the oil if she brought the chatas. So now it's time to bring the oil. So that's why they have to bring the oila. Vashengen, if she didn't bring the chatas yet, so it's not time to bring the oila. She has to bring the chatas. She didn't bring the chatas. And the ocean don't bring the chatas. It's not negated to bring the oila. Now this is if you learn the Mishnah Kipshutai that she was actually makriv. But if you learn like the Ravid, that anyway the Mishnah can't be talking about that she was makriv the chatas, that she was makir of the oila, I mean, the safe of the Mishnah, she was makir of the oila, because if she was actually makir of the oila before the chatas, even she can't bring the chatas. So there's a machlekes Ramban and Ridva, how the Ravid would learn. The Ridva says, according to the Ravid, you're going to have to make the Reisha different than the Sefer. The Sefer that says, the Reisha that says, Isha she'viya chatasa is dafka when she actually brought the chatas. If she didn't actually bring the chatas, there's no havim in a that the Yorshim can bring the Eilo, because till she brings the Chatas, it's not negated the Chi of Eilo. But then the next part of the Mishnah, that she was maybe the Chatas, maybe the Eilo, maybe Yorshim Chatasa, does not mean she was maybe the Eilo, it means she was mafish the Eilo, because if she was maybe the Eilo, even she can't bring the Chatas, she has to bring the Chatas first. The Eilo is possible because it was brought before the Chatas. But the Ramban says no. The Ramban says, Lefi the Raivad that's learning the Mishnah is not talking about bringing the carbon, but talking about being mafresh the carbon, and the site of which one is Kaveh, whether it's a Torah or Ben Yena, is not the one that, according to Ben Azai, the first one, it's not the one that you were brought first, because the brought first, you anyway have to always bring the Chatas first. It's the one you were mafresh first. So who are then being mafresh the Chatas, without even bringing it, that's Mechai of the Yershin to bring the Eilah. The Ramban holds that Frosha, according to the Ravid is Kaveh. He brings the Lamashal, the Mishnah Nigon, and Perik Yedalad, that says that we have Lamashal by a Mitzera, we have the carbon Ani and the carbon Asher. And Asher has to bring behemoths, and Ani could bring birds, one for a Chatas, one for an Eilah. So the Mishnah is Mashma, that if you makriv one of the behemoths when you're an asher, that gives you din asher, you become an ani, you're still mechuyev in the carbon asher. Or you mafresh one of the behemoths, one of the birds, when you're an ani, that makes you a carbon ani, even if you become an asher, you could finish it off as a carbon ani. He says, that's the pashas and the mishas telling that grava, but according to the raven, it'll be telling that frosh is kaveh. Now, the yarakina here, who didn't have the Rishayim, didn't bring the Rishayim in Kedusha, didn't have the Rishayim in Kedusha in Dafyud Gimel, but he brings the Etzim Chiddush, that the only time the Yershin would bring the Eilah, he brings it from the Tashbats. He asks Akasha, and there's a Mishnah in Me'ilah, which says if a Nazir dies, and he has mice, he already separated money for a Chatas and an Eilah, and a Shlomim, that's what a Nazir has to bring. So the Dmei Chatas you put in the Yamamelech. But the Dmei Eilah, you bring an Eilah. And the Dmei Shlomim, you bring a Shlomim. So, Fekzach the Kasha, even though you have to bring the Chatas first, it's a klal, any time you bring a Chatas and Eilah, you have to bring the Chatas first. And this Nazir did not bring the Chatas, he just was mafresh the Dmei Chatas, Eilah, and Shlomim. Still, you don't bring the Chatas, but you bring the Eilah. You see mefurish that the Yarshim bring the Eilah even though the Chatas was not brought. I saw in the Minchas Avram in Menachas Navdalanam and Beis that he says that Stam, it's a pretty big chiddush, these Rishonim, that you don't bring the Eilah if the Chatas wasn't brought, even if you already mafish the Eilah. Why would it be different than the Eilah's Nedava, which of course you would bring if they were mafresh the Eilah? Why can't you bring it Pateris Nadava? He says, Vaistais, if the Eilah is Bechefs and Eilah Scheiva, and you don't have a Chiyiv to bring it, you can't bring it all together. You can't take an Eilah Scheiva and bring it Pateris Nadava. Vaistais, the only din to bring it is as an Eilah Yeledes that the Yerushim are bringing, or as an Eilah Nazir that the Yerushim is bringing. He brings a similar Gemara in Nazir, Daf Chavdala, that if Isha was Nadju B'Nazir and the Bala was made for her and she was already mafresh the Karbanais, so then you don't bring the Chatas, but you do bring the Eilah and the Shlamim. So again, you're bringing the Eilah even though you didn't bring the Chatas. So then he says maybe it's not so shver, because if the Bala is made for it, so Kumtais there is no Din Karbanis Nazir, maybe you bring the Eilah B'Tayris Nadava. But the Gemara there with the Nazir dying, it's mefurish in the Gemara, that you bring it b'tayris machshir, and the Gemara brings Ryan machshir mabon lachamisa. Vayis says you can bring an oilus nazir lachamisa, and here also, mechari you're bringing an oilus yeledis lachamisa, but the problem is that here the Rishonim are saying that if the Chatas wasn't brought, it's not shach to bring the oilus, because the Chatas comes first, and there by the oilus nazir, you can bring the oilus even without the Chatas. So the Yarkina already says the Teretz, and there the Minchas Avraham is marchiv a little bit on the Teretz, he said b'shem Reb Gershon Edelstein, that this whole din, that the Chatas has to be brought first, and if not, you're not mechuyev in the Eilah, is dafka by carbon eifes. See, even though the din that a chatas has to come first is by all karbanis, but that's stam a din kedima. That's stam a din seder, like tadek kaidim. If it's a din seder, so if you don't have it, savadi, bring the other one. There's no makom to say that if you didn't bring the chatas, there's no chiyav ayla. That's a din seder. But by eifus, it's more than that. By eifus, it's one akrava. There's the akrava of the ayla and the chatas is one akrava. And even by yeledes hashira, where the ayla is an ayla's behema, but since you don't have an ayla sa'if, the ayla's behema with the chata sa'if is one akrava. So only there the Rishayim are saying that if you don't have the chatas, there is no din ayla b'chlal. That also explains, and I saw the Erech Lizvart in Rabbi Malin, Chelek Bey, Simon Lamin, hey, what's the pshat that we have here, the Machlokes ben Azay and the Chachamim, that you need the chatas and the ayla to be the same min, either both tayr and both bnei yena, and you have according to ben Azay, the one you brought first is kevei the min. And according to the chachamim, the chatas is kevei the min, even if you bring the ayla first. If you're going to say it's two separate akravas, yo a chatas, yo an ayla, there's a tanai, they have to be the same min. It wouldn't be shaykh akvias b'chlal. You brought from two different minim, so just bring the second one from one of the two minim, and now you have a chatas and ayla from the same min. What's the machlokes if you have to bring the ayla mimin chatas, or you have to bring the chatas mimin ayla because you brought the ayla first? You can do whatever you want. You brought a chatas and an ayla, you're missing one of them because they're not the same min, so bring either one, either whichever min you want. Now, if it's one carbon, if it's one akrav, it's one chalais carbon, like we said from the Biskirav that brought from Rashi and Krisus, that the Gemara says, if it says the hikriv, you would think you only could bring two. Even a carbon and dava, you can only bring two. That is, because you need a carbon shalim, Rashi says. V'krivai is a filipray da'achas yavi. At the carbon shalim of the eifes are two eifes. One eif is not a carbon shalim. There's a naya din, v'krivai, a naya chiddish, that there's a krav of a prey da'achas. But the etzim, the carbon is two. And mifrat, the chantas and the oila, like we said from the Ebenezer, from the Arsamech, they learned that way. That the oila is like the aimrim of the chatas. It's like the same carbon. The chatas is nechal, and the oila is nikdar, because that's like the aimrim of the chatas. So it's one akrava. So there's a halacha, that if you want the yarshin to be mechuyiv in the oila, if the chatas wasn't brought, or according to the Ramban, there's a tzad, at least it was nifrash, but the pshat is, there is no akrava of an oila. It doesn't exist. The oila comes as a hemshach to the chatas, as one carbon with the chatas. If there's no chatas, it's not shayich an ayla. Vashengi bar karbanis nazir, we're not talking about karbanis eifis, it happened to be mechuyiv v'chatas and an ayla. It wouldn't be shayich to say that if you didn't bring the chatas, you're not mechuyiv v'ayla. What's a shayich as one to the other? They're two separate karbanis. You have a chatas, you have an ayla. Either din is that the chatas comes first, that's a seyde kedima. But they're two separate karbanis. The Arkin already says this teretz, and the Michal Zerom is being matched with a little bit more. He wants to say Lefiza also, he wants to answer of Shach's Kasha on the Ridva. We said before, the Ridva says that the din of Chatas Kaidim La'ila is Likuva. Ravi Shainim hold that Chatas Kaidim La'ila is not Likuva. It's not Likuva. But the Ridva learns up the Gemara in Psachim Nachnan Tessa, Dafka by Metzera, there's a Chiddish that the Ayla is Yetzib the Evid for the Chatas, but by every other, all other places, the Chatas Kaidim La'ila is Likuva. So if Shach asks, it's in Avi Ezri, Perek Yudalad, in Maisa Karbana Salacha, hey, that it says by Nazir, if you gilachem achas mishlosh ten yeyotze, any one of these three karbanas already makes you ois Nazir. You need a carbon to make you ois Nazir. A Nazir has to bring a chatas and oil and a shlamim. Any one of these three karbanas would make him ois Nazir kili megaleach. And that would mean even the oila. You didn't bring the chatas. The ayla kaidim lechatas shouldn't be shaykh. It shouldn't be shaykh achas mishlashtan. Because the ayla kaidim lechatas is pasul. It's leikuva. Sagdim inchas avram, this whole din is leikuva is if it's one akrava. When you have like a chayve kinim, a zava, a yeledes, a metzera, a zav, perhaps even a nazir tameh, you bring two birds, echel lechatas, echel le'ayla, or even by a ledis, a shira, where you bring a chatas and a eilus behema, but it's one akrava. So then there's a din that's likuva, only by mitzera where there's two birds in Mitzrayim Ani, where there's two birds and it's one akrava, but there the Ayla could come first. But everywhere else, there's a, the din of Chatas Kainim La'ayla is Likuva. Now, Shankin by a carbon nose, it's not one akrava. It's different akravas. It's Stamid din Seder. Stamid din Seder that a Chatas is Kainim La'ayla, also din Seder, that even the Ritva is maskim, is not makiv by any karbanis. That the Ritva is saying, that's only by Mitzaris not makiv, it's when it's one akrava. If it's different akravas, so it wouldn't be makiv.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.